Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences that we encounter and how to use those experiences to drive forward progress and great outcomes in our lives. And this week, I spent a lot of time thinking about what happens to me. Who am I? Where do I go if you take away all of the extra stuff? If you take away all of the belongings, all of the title, all of the things that we've grown to put value on over our lives, what if we took that away? What is left? And I've just been thinking about how once all that stuff is gone, once everything is stripped away, the only thing that's left is me, how I feel about me and how I feel about the world that I've built in around me and the world that I've created and where I stand. And that can be a really hard thing to come to terms with, is if it's just me, do I like who's left? Do I like what's here? Am I doing the things that I want to be doing? Is this the person that I want to be creating? Is this the life that I want to be living? If I take away the house and the car and the job title and the income and the any other belongings that I have, I take away a pool, I take away just all of the things that I've worked hard for and built my life around and worked to try and create. If I take all that stuff away and I look at it and I say, if I didn't have these things, if my job didn't have a title, if I didn't have a nice house, if I just was me, would I still be happy with who I am and where I am today? And I spent a lot of time thinking about that because there's a lot of things just in flux in my life right now. There's a lot of things up in the air, some that drives to a little bit of uncertainty about where things are going and where things are. And that's great. It's exciting. It's an opportunity for change. But it also is an opportunity to just kind of say, wow, this is sort of fragile. Everything around is not permanent. It's not something that's guaranteed. It's not something that's definitely going to stay there. It's just stuff. It's just things that I've dedicated so much time and energy and effort. And they're good things. They're things that I enjoy. They're things that I'm proud of. They're things that I like the having in my life. And I like that I've built and I like that I've accomplished. But if I took all of those things away, and I started thinking about this because as these things are in flux and as these things are moving in my life, I started thinking about some of those things may not stay in place. Some of those things may shift or change or become something else. And if that happens, will I still feel, wake up in the morning and still feel content about where I'm at? Will I wake up in the morning and still say, yes, this is the life that I want to be living. This is the life that I want to build. This is the structure that I want to have. And if it's not, then why in the hell am I spending so much time building this stuff? Why in the hell am I spending so much time creating these things and working on these things in my life? If I were to take them away, if I wouldn't feel good about who I am and where I am and what I'm doing. And that's something that, fortunately, for the most part, I think that I would be really happy and content. And I think that I'm doing the things that align with my purpose and my goals and my vision. And I'm moving in that direction. And no, I'm not perfect. I'm far, far from perfect. And I know that there's more that I could be doing. And I know that there are different steps that I could be taking. But I know that I'm moving in that direction, definitely, and with purpose. And I'm moving that way because it's the things that I know really matter. But having to face this in a real and meaningful way and having to address this in myself mentally and emotionally about what happens if, what if I don't, what if I take this away, what if I'm not this person, this title, this income, this experience, what if I'm not those things anymore and now I'm something totally different that isn't necessarily what I worked for a long time for. That doesn't necessarily look like what other people might see and admire and respect. What if I took away all of those outside perspectives, all of those things that other people may look at and value and respect? What if I took that all away? What happens? And like I said, I think generally I would be happy with that, but it took a lot of soul searching and a lot of thought to get to the point of, is this really where I want to be? Am I really living the life that makes me feel like I'm aligned with my purpose and moving in the direction of my goals? If I don't have these things, am I still the same? Do I still have the same feelings about myself? Do I still look at myself the same way without these things? Because that's the reality of all of our lives, is that any of those things can be taken away. None of those things are permanent. All of those things that we work really hard to accomplish and to achieve are not permanent. They're just titles or incomes or levels of wealth or objects or whatever they are. If they're not the things that really drive you as a person, that really make you feel content and comfortable and happy in who you are, those things aren't the things that we should be spending our attention on. Those things, if you strip them all away and you're left with just you and the life of key pieces that you've put together, is that the life that you want to have? Is that what you want to show to the world? Because that's an absolutely critical question, because that's the only way that we can achieve what we want to achieve and get where we want to get and fulfill our purpose and impact people's lives in the way that we need to impact people's lives and grow and develop and share with the world in a new and meaningful and important way, is if we strip away all of those things. If you strip away everything in your life and you're left with just you looking at yourself in the mirror, and you look back at yourself and you see the true you standing there, you see the intent of your heart and in your mind for what you're trying to become, and you see where you've dedicated your time and energy and focus, and you see all of the things that you've built internally, the things that are just you looking back at you, is that the person that you want to be? Because if it's not, if you strip all those things away and that's not who you see, if that's not what's left once all of that is stripped away, then it might be time to consider looking at changing those things, those focuses in your life. Think about what you do if you strip them all away. What should you strip away? What should you focus less on to divert some of that attention into the things that are more important, that really matter, that drive you in a different, meaningful way? Are you fulfilling your purpose? Are you accomplishing your goals? Are you achieving things that matter to you? And if you take away all of those objects, the belongings, the titles, the money, any of those things, and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're just looking at you, what do you need to do to make that person looking back at you look like you want it to? Look like a healthy and a person who's providing value to the world. Look like a person who cares about the people around them. Look like a person who's making a positive impact in the world. Look like a person who's satisfied and content and fulfilled. Look like a person who's achieving their highest and best purpose and having the greatest opportunity to change the world for good around them. And if you don't see that person, and all that you see is the stuff that you're missing, all that you see is, now I don't have that title, I'm missing that. Now I don't have that house, I'm missing that. Now I don't have that degree, I'm missing that. If those are the things that are driving you, and you just see the lack if you strip those things away, if you just see what you're missing and what you don't have, then you have the opportunity to change your perspective, to shift your goals and focus on who's left once that's all stripped away, because those are the pieces that really matter the most. Those are the pieces that will drive you to shift and improve and grow as a person. And those things will even bring more of those things that you've been working for to your life. You'll have more opportunities to grow and develop. You'll have more opportunities to build wealth and success in all of those things by achieving your highest purpose. And no, it won't happen by accident. And no, it won't happen overnight, but you have the opportunity to change your focus and look at who the person is left once all those things are taken away, and make that person be somebody that you want to be left with once all the things are taken away. That's all I've got for this week. I hope you have a great week. I hope you have the opportunity to look yourself in the eye and say, am I the person that I want to be? If everything else is stripped away, am I a person that I'm proud of, that I want to be around, that I'm happy I've built this life? And if not, take those steps to start making those changes. It can be a small change, it can be a small step, but start making those changes, because that's where you'll feel gratitude and contentment and fulfillment, and you'll have the best opportunity to live your best life. Have a great week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.